I'm just coming to a comfortable posture for stillness. I'm coming into the space of meditation. And the space of meditation has for its boundary circle the intention to let go of everything that isn't immediately relevant. So there's just the purposeful setting aside of thoughts about the past, thoughts about the future, thoughts about the present. And then as we come into just presence with the body, the breathing, the sensations and mood that's here. Maybe take a few full breaths. And really take in the body and heart of this moment arriving in stillness, together or alone. One of the mysteries of meditation practice is that we can feel stronger and more determined in our practice when we practice with a group. We can feel the energy of practicing together, even in the strange dispersed circle of the Zoom call. But the heart of practicing together, whether we're on a call together or in the same room together, even on long retreat together, is that the mind that turns towards samadhi turns towards solitude. And there's the letting go of attention out, letting go of needing to take care of each other, track each other, track the world around. There's a trusting that we can take our eyes off the river of experiences outside of ourselves for a few moments to come into the nourishment of solitude. Finding the breath and the body. Letting your mood be whatever it is. And as soon as a wandering thought or a twitch of intention heading out away from the self arises, knowing it immediately, and just letting it go by. Feeling the in and out breath. I'll encourage the breath as an anchor, and then to connect with the beginning of the in-breath, the middle, the end of the in-breath, the beginning, middle, and end of the out-breath. So the breath is moving in a speed and depth and rhythm that feels good. If a longer or shorter breath would feel even better, shifting toward that. And this tracking of the beginning, middle, and end of the breath, both halves of the breath. Gives you again and again touch points to stay with the whole cycle. As soon as there's a gap in intimate connection with the body breathing, the habits of distraction and worry arise to fill that gap immediately. Let those go by. And stay close with each part of the breath, stringing the moments of intimate contact together till there's a smooth, continuous presence with the breathing body. Tonight we'll just practice with those simple instructions. If there's a lot of distraction, find more points of contact to track so you stay closer to each moment. Something to notice every moment or two. If there's more silence or space, the noting and checking in can be slower and more spacious, but there's a gentle, persistent intimacy. And practicing in this way, we invite stillness, softness of being. The receptive but clear heart in a continuous deepening way. All right, for our chanting, a verse that is that invokes the unstable nature of everything. This is a verse from Majjhima Nikaya 82, a beloved verse. It's the second one on the page here. You can just keep meditating and I'll sing to you, or you can see the words of this verse on the page. The translation is, the world is swept away, unenduring. There is no shelter, no one in charge. There is no ownership. All beings die, losing everything. The world is insatiable, a slave to craving. So, touching into the just the river of experience flowing through, everything changing, and at the beginning of this new year, change mixed with loss and fragility, all the beauty fleeting through. Oh, an ancient verse bowing to that truth. I'll sing it through three times. As you learn the tune, you can join if you're in a space, or you can make sound. Upaniyati loko adhuvo atano loko annabhisaro asako loko sambam pahaya gamina gamaniyam. Uno loco atito tanhadaso. Upaniyati loco aduo. Atano loco annabhisaro. Asako loko sambang pahaya gamaniyam. Uno loko atito tanhadaso. Upaniyati loko aduo. Atano loka anabhisaro, asako loko sambang pahaya gamaniyam, unno loko atito tanhadaso. And letting it go, opening the senses to the world around us. And we'll come back together.